Amen.
Thank God for the good service. Amen. Mark 4, if you got a Bible. Mark 4. Verse 35, the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. When they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. There arose a great storm of wind, the waves beaten to the ship, so that it was now full. And the Bible says here, and he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, saith him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? He arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. The wind ceased and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? What a question to ask after you're about to die. Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Not that they had a little, they didn't have any. Amen. I like the way they approached the Lord. They were so scared to death. They said, Lord, don't you care we perish? And then he said, they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this? That even the winds and the sea obey him. I hadn't preached much on this text. I've said some things about it. But I kind of got on my mind this morning. The question they asked him, Master, carest not that we perish? And remember this, Jesus was in the ship, and they got in the ship, and they was going to the other side. They was heading to the country of the Gadarenes, where they was going to go. Jesus was going to heal that man from the devils. And we find here that Jesus is asleep in this storm. And that's amazing to me how the waves is a beating into the ship. The ship is about to sink. Thank God the winds are blowing so hard. And here's the Lord sleeping during the storm. And I thought about that. Why did the Lord not wake up? Amen. There's always a purpose in what he does. He knew what was going on. Amen. But he was asleep. He was a man. He is the man Christ. And we find here in the text, thank God that they went and woke him up. Amen. I'm glad he don't sleep no more. Amen. He's a resurrected Lord at the throne of God. But sometimes we wonder why he don't attend to what we cry about at that moment. Here they were in deep trouble, and they needed the Lord to attend to their need, and that was to save them from this terrible storm, and probably the Sea of Galilee. It's known that they had storms in them seas. These men no doubt had been through storms before, maybe not of this magnitude, but they knew, thank God, that the Savior, the Lord Jesus, was on the ship. And we know here that, thank God, when they went to him, the Bible said he arose. I'm glad, thank God, that's not the only time he arose. He arose, thank God, the third day, according to the scripture. I'm thankful he arose in our behalf. Amen. Justified us before the Father. And if I'll tell you this morning, thank God, if I can get his attention, thank God, he'll rise to my need and arise to my problem this morning. And so we find here in the scripture, thank God, Jesus arose and rebuked, the Bible said, rebuked the wind and the sea. And we find here in the text this morning that he asked this question, why are you so fearful? Why do you have no faith? And I'm thinking in my mind, thank God, why would he be in this shape? These disciples, knowing he was on the ship. But I'm telling you this, there's a lot of fears we have. Amen. He didn't tell us to have them, but we do have them. And I'll say this, there's times we don't have no faith. Thank God, he's still knowing the weakness of our flesh. Thank God, attends to us. Amen. But I think about this, why did Jesus ask them that? And it could have been that the Lord wanted them to be tested. Amen. And trustworthy. Amen. No matter what you go through, thank God, he knows how to take care of it. Amen. and in whatever storm you go through in life, he knows what to do. Amen. And I know we've talked about that. We know we've been through a lot of things. Amen. Good testifying this morning. He didn't write these songs in the hymnal, thank God. My friend, most of them was wrote when they was going through the hardships and when they was going through the hard time. Thank God. When they had got under conviction and got born again, they wrote these songs. But I want to preach, if God will help me a while, thank God, do you care, amen, that we perish. I'm glad the Lord cares this morning. That's a true fact. I rejoice in the fact that Jesus cares, no matter where we're at and what we're in, no matter what our need is, what our desires is. I look across the congregation this morning to know that they have been through some trials and some storms, and know that these things that we go through only makes us stronger when we see him. I thank God fulfill what he does, and that's to calm the storm of our life. But I don't know how strong the storm will get. Sister Robinson testified this morning, it was a strong storm that they went through, and it was at my friend that place. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad God attended to that. Amen. I'm glad God knew where they was at. I'm glad God knew, thank God, to move and work in that. Amen. We prayed. I asked God, why don't you move? Amen. But I'm glad God, amen, cares for his own this morning. I'm glad he cares for his very own. Amen. Amen. There'll not a hair fall off your head that he won't attend to. You'll never go through anything that he ain't never been through. You'll never face anything he can't take care of. You'll never, my friend, go, thank God, through something in your own personal life with him that he don't know how to help you in. He knows what to do. But here in this hour, he's on the pillow asleep, and they asked the question, cares not that we perish. That pillow was at the stern of the ship. It was at the helm of the ship. Amen. He's gotten this ship. Amen. I'm telling you, there's a lot of heartaches in the Christian life. There's difficult times, thank God, in the Christian life. But I'm thankful this morning. Amen. He's at the helm of my ship. I don't know what I'll face tomorrow. I don't know what you'll go through tomorrow. But I'm glad, thank God, I know he's in the ship. And I know he's controlling and running. Amen. The ship. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you this morning, no matter what you go through in the storms of life, I'm glad there's a God in heaven. Thank God can help you. Amen. Thank God. Some people's in depression this morning. Some's in despair. Some's in deep discouragement. Thank God. God can help you this morning. Amen. I'm thankful for that. I'm glad, thank God, there is a God in heaven that answers prayer. He did answer them. When he woke them up, he did answer them. Amen. He got up. Amen. And he rebuked the sea. He rebuked the winds. He did answer them. Amen. They got his attention. Amen. And he got up and he rebuked the wind. He rebuked the waves. Amen. In fact, they said, what manner of man is this? Thank God that even the winds and the waves obey him. That's amazing to me. Of the sovereign graces and power of God, that this by his word, amen, he calmed the sea. This by his word, thank God, he done something. Glory to God. I'm telling you this morning, thank God, just let him speak. Amen, just let him speak. Thank God, just his word has power in it. Amen. I'm glad the power of God is through his word. Amen, thank God. I'm glad, thank God, that when he speaks, thank God, they listen. Amen. Amen to God, friend. Hey, hey, when the Lord speaks, thank God, there'll be a listening. Amen. The wind listen, and the wave listen. Amen. No matter. Amen. Thank God, the disease listen. Amen. Thank God, the infection listen. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Amen. To his name. I'm telling you, nothing is too hard for him, Kayla. Nothing is. Amen. I prayed for you this morning. I'm telling you, there's a God in heaven. Thank God, can this speak? Amen. No matter. Thank God. One day spake. And he said, and Lazarus come forth. Amen. Death could not hold him. Life has spoken. Thank God. And he came out of the grave. Hey, just by his own word. Amen. The God friend. I'm saved this morning. By his word. I'm saved forever. Just by his word. There's a day, thank God, that he spoke to me. Hey, friend, listen. If he ever speaks to you, thank God, you'll come out of the grave. Amen. That's right. Amen. Thank God. Does he not care that you perish this morning? Amen. He cares. Amen. The old song says he cares. I know he cares. Amen. Jesus cares. Why do you think Peter knew about the caring of Christ? He said, thank God, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Amen. He does care. Amen. He cares. He cares. He cares. That word cares there takes the meaning that he has his attention on you, that he's interested in you because you're his. Amen. He loves you. Amen. God, and he cares for you. He said, will he not feed the birds of the air and not feed you? Amen. Thank God, I'm glad. Amen. There's healing in the Lord. Amen. There's healing for that inward person in your life this morning because he cares. Thank God, we go through hardship. We go through inward battles. We go through inward scars. We have bitterness sometimes. We have, my friend, wrestlings within and without. But he cares. Amen. Sometimes we get to the place like these men did. Amen. We see our boat full. Amen. We wonder, will we ever sail back again? Amen. But I'm telling you, if he's on board, and he was, amen, he knows where they're going, and he knows what to do to get them there. And I'm telling you, he knows how to help you. Thank God, I don't know what you need this morning, but I know he cares. I know there's people, thank God, my friend, this morning in the house of God, they have a lot of troubles. Amen. We all have a lot of troubles. Amen. We have difficulties. We need the healing hand of God. We need him to care for us. Amen. Thank God, I'm telling you this. Jesus cares for us. Amen. He cares for our inward struggles. He cares about our sins. He died for them, amen. Thank God that we could go free. Amen. We're human beings. We're made in the very likeness of God. We are a threefold creature. We have a spirit, amen. But I'm telling you this. Amen. We got to have some care. Amen. Every child needs care. Little children, these things are right unto you. You're his child. He cares for you. Amen, Brother Chris. Amen. Not long ago. Amen. You needed some care. Amen. You still need some care. But when you had to bury your mama, thank God there wasn't nobody could comfort you like Jesus could comfort you. Amen. You needed some care. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you this morning, are you listening? He's able to take care of you. Thank God, do you not care, Lord? He cares. Amen. He cared enough to die for you. He cared enough, thank God, to resurrect for you. Thank God, he cared enough to meet with you. Thank God. He ain't another people, thank God, in this world. And he cares for like he does his own children. Amen. Thank God, he loves us to the end. He ain't never left us nor forsaken. He'll always do right. He'll always do right. He'll always do the thing God wants him to do. He come to do the will of the Father. And there ain't nothing he can't do. I'm telling you, we've cut him short. Amen. But I'm telling you, he ain't short. And his hand ain't short. And he cares for your soul this morning. And he cares about your heart this morning. And he cares about your sin. He died for your sin. He took your sin. And he cares this morning. If you're lost without God, he cares for your soul. And he'll save you this morning. Thank God, because he cares for your soul this morning. Amen. Thank God. Oh, yes. Amen. You know, I tell you, there's a lot of people in this life have never had nobody care for them. Amen. There's some people's never had nobody tell them they love them. I'd say that's right. Amen. There's some this morning never had a mom and daddy to raise them up. amen, and pick that little old baby up in their arms and look them and kiss them, amen, and say, I love you, amen. That's a blessing, ain't it? Thank God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. To hold that little child that God gave you, amen, and kiss them and raise them and love them and do for them. That's a blessing from above. Amen. 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 I tell you, I had a mama, thank God. Amen. She loved me. Amen. I mean, she loved me and my brother. Thank God she told us she loved us. Amen. Thank God she took care of us. I don't know. Listen, I'm telling you the truth. I don't know where I'd be today had not God allowed me to have that kind of mama in my life to take care of me. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I'm glad she got saved. Amen. I'm glad she got in the family of God. I'm telling you, but ain't nobody ever cared like Jesus cared for me. Hey, friend, old Charles Waggle. Thank God wrote that song. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. Amen. I'm telling you, that's right. No man ever cared for me like Jesus. Amen. When my mother and father forsook me, the psalmist said, amen, the Lord took me up. Amen. When the Lord comes, thank God he comes to love you. The greatest thing about God is he's holy, but he's also God of love, and God is love, and God cares for his own. Amen. Thank God. I tell you, I don't know nothing in this life greater than love. Amen. Between us and the Father of heaven. Amen. God loves his own. Hallelujah. I'm glad he loves me this morning as I am. Amen. Thank God. Friend, I'm telling you, you wouldn't love me like he does. You can't love me like he does. But brethren, if you knew what he knew about me, thank God you'd have done forsook me. You'd have sat away with him. But he ain't never one time, Keith, thank God for any act I did or any sin I committed since I've been saved. I said I disown you. He won't do it. Amen. He'll correct you. He'll love you. Thank God. But he will not disown you. He'll, thank God, correct you because he loves you. But he loves you as you are. Amen. Thank God. I felt him many a time. I would have been put out in hell. Amen. But I'm telling you, he loves me. Amen. As I am. I can't figure that out. Thank God that he loves me. I can't. You know why? Because he cares this morning. And he cares for you this morning. And you can rejoice in the fact that Jesus cares this morning. Amen. Thank God. When I think about him caring for me the way he does, it's a hard to even grab hold of to think that he'd care for me like that. Amen. That's right. But I'm telling you, they said, hey, do you not care that we perish? Listen to what they say. Do you not care we're about to die? That's what he's saying. Do you not care we're about to die? That's what he's saying. Amen. He arose, thank God, and rebuked the winds and the seas. Amen. Thank God. I'm going to throw this in. I'm about through. And it's amazing to me. Why are you asking, were they so fearful? What else were they going to be? Where you have no faith. I want to ask you a question. You think on it. Do you think that the Lord was preparing them for a day ahead that he might not be on the boat with them, but they're still the same God of heaven they can call on in the storm? Huh? Do you not think he trained his men to walk in his steps, even though they would not be him, but they would be a disciple of his? And that one day there could be a storm if they get out on that lake. Amen. Like Paul got in that great storm. And he's training them men. Thank God that I might not be here with you right at that time. Amen. But there is, thank God, the same God that you know. Amen. That's my Father too. And you can call on him and amen. Thank God he can take care of you. Amen. Friend, listen. I'm telling you the greatest thing about knowing he cares. Amen. Thank God is because he loves me. Amen. God, he loves me. Amen. You know, there's not a lot of people. You got to admit to this. There's not a lot of people, Brother Todd, in this life. Even though we love them, we can confide in them and have confidence. They're going to take care of you. Right? I mean, my wife, she's a wonderful wife, a good woman. But she's told me many a time, I talked to the Lord this morning. And he heard me.
Amen. That's a blessing, ain't it? Amen. So what's he saying? I talked to the Lord this morning, and he heard me. Amen. And he done what I asked him to do. Her husband couldn't do that. Amen. Now I can go start a car for her in the morning. I can help her get ready, whatever she needs me to do. But I can't do what she needs done. Amen with him. You know why she could pray to him? She knows he cares. Amen. You know why little children confide in you? Because they know you care. That's right. That's why they confide in you. Thank God. You know why? Listen, friend. He cares about your home. He cares about your home. He cares about you. He cares about the church. He cares. He cares about your desires. He cares about every need you have, every desire you have. He cares about it. He cares about it. Listen, friend, there's nothing little for him that he can't care. Amen. Does Jesus care? Thank God no one ever cared for me like Jesus. And I'm glad, thank God, I can fight in him. Amen. I can go to him. Thank God and get down because he knows it anyhow and tell him everything about me. And he'll say, yeah, but what you doing, preacher? I'm getting it off of my heart to his. Amen. That's right. Thank God I can come to him and I wouldn't. Amen. I couldn't. There's Brother Robert, I love you. But I'm telling you, I couldn't tell you everything I tell him. Amen. That's right. I mean, I believe you care, but you can't do what I need to be done. Amen. That's right. He's the only one. Thank God. Amen. I'm telling you, Brother Todd, going through all that. Thank God you had a wife. Amen. That could go to him and say, Lord. Amen. Thank God. And the Lord said, I know. Amen. Thank God because he cares. Thank God, Brother Keith. The burdens you go through in life and the hardships. Amen. You can go to him. You can call me and say, preacher, pray with me. And I will. But I'm telling you, he's the one, amen, that cares. I'm telling you that. He cares. Thanks be unto God. I'm telling you, brother, listen. He got up and they said this. What manner of man is this? I'll tell you what manner of man he is. He's the God man. What manner of man is this? That even the winds and seas obey him. I'm going to tell you this morning, brother, listen. He'll listen to you if you won't talk to him. Amen. Does Jesus care? He cares. Let's stand this morning. Appreciate you hearing the word of God.